From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday said that any attempts to provoke a military scenario for North Korea would lead to a catastrophe, something that could have negative implications for getting North Korea to abandon its programs after the United States indicated that it had conclusive proof that Iran was not upholding its deal with the international community.
What kind of example is the leader of North Korea getting from the U.S. position if the United States drops from the deal?
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will join members of the United Nations Security Council on Friday. He'll call on the UNSC members to work together to continue the economic and diplomatic pressure campaign against North Korea in order to compel its regime to end its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Thursday that denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula was an important objective.
I think it is important for all parties to understand the urgency of finding a solution, avoiding the kind of confrontation that could have tragic consequences for everybody.
Tillerson is also expected to meet with Guterres. The United States is suspending aid for much of Somalia's armed forces over corruption concerns. The suspension reflects the Somali's army repeated inability to account for aid items such as food, fuel, and weapons. A State Department official said the pause in aid is being made to ensure that the U.S. assistance is being used effectively and is being used for its intended purposes. This is VOA News. Jeff Custer reports European Union leaders have given the go-ahead to Brexit talks with Britain to move on to the next stage, which will involve discussions over future relations and trade.
The clearance provides a welcome boost to May, who earlier this year lost a key parliamentary vote over giving lawmakers the final say on the Brexit deal before Britain leaves the EU in March of 2019. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said Thursday that vote would not halt Brexit.
It won't for one second stop Brexit or stop the Brexit process. It's going to go on, and we'll get it done, and we'll get it done in a very successful and a very timely way.
In a breakthrough last week, the two sides agreed that the first round of issues in the Brexit talks had advanced sufficiently for now. These involved Britain's divorce payment, keeping the border between Ireland and Northern Ireland open, and sorting out citizens' rights following Brexit. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The U.S. Federal Communications Commission voted along party lines Thursday to repeal landmark 2015 rules aimed at ensuring a free and open internet. Jane Lanhe Lee has that story.
A big win for internet service providers as the U.S. Federal Communications Commission on Thursday voted down the so-called net neutrality rule, an Obama-era regulation that barred service providers from blocking, slowing access to, or charging more for certain content, such as streaming video.
It is time for the internet once again to be driven by engineers and entrepreneurs and consumers, rather than lawyers and accountants and bureaucrats.
But the vote now sets up a court fight, and New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said he will lead a multi-state lawsuit to challenge the reversal. He also said an investigation into a, quote, deeply corrupted public comment process on the net neutrality vote would continue. Democrats, Hollywood, and companies like Google's parent Alphabet and Facebook had urged FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, a Republican appointed by President Trump, not to reverse the net neutrality rules, concerned it could drive up internet costs for consumers or block access to some sites.
Reporter Jane Lanhe Lee. Russia will resume flights between Moscow and Cairo, Egypt in February. Moscow suspended the flights after an Islamic State bomb brought down a Russian airliner over Sinai in October 2015, killing all 224 people. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is expected to use a conference of the ruling ZANU-PF party Friday to consolidate his grip on power. Mnangagwa took office after the military forced Robert Mugabe to resign, ending a 37-year reign marked by brutal repression and economic collapse. It's also expected Mnangagwa will be confirmed as the party's presidential candidate in next year's general elections. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.